It's time for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. It's time for The Game on ESPN 1400. For the next 2 hours, we'll get an in-depth look at local sports in the Eastern Upper Peninsula and Algoma region, and hear from the coaches and players involved in the game. We'll also analyze the college and pro sports scene across the region and dive into the biggest national stories. Now, let's get to The Game and join your host, Scott Nason.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this special Friday edition of The Game, brought to you by ESPN 1400, WKNW Sault Ste. Marie, powered by GEM, the Game Entertainment and Media, and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can also find The Game on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podtrail, Facebook, and Instagram. As the man said, my name is Scott Nason, broadcasting on this Friday afternoon, September 4th, 2020. The Game, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, as we are doing a special edition, kind of the end of summer edition of The Game, and giving our listeners an update on what to look for when we return in the fall. And the reason I wanted to do today's broadcast is we have had a lot of changes since our last edition on Monday. So we're going to have a shortened version of The Game, just yours truly today. And so let's start with the big news that dropped on Thursday afternoon. High school football in the state of Michigan, including our area, is back on. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Thursday lifted her executive order, which pretty much banned the football being played, and in some places of the state, volleyball and soccer. Well, the fall football season has been reinstated by the Representative Council of the Michigan High School Athletic Association after Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Executive Order 176 lifted restrictions that previously did not allow the sport to be played. Whitmer's executive order also allows for an immediate start of competition to boys soccer all across the state. That's been going on here in the Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan, along with girls swimming and diving and girls volleyball located in the other regions of Michigan that were not open due to the Michigan Safe Start plan. It also sets spectator limits of 2 per participant for outdoor and indoor events in Phase 4 of the Michigan Safe Start plan. So basically, in a nutshell, all sports, fall sports, are going on as normal in the Upper Peninsula, Northern Michigan, and now across the state of Michigan. Statewide football and competition in those regions for volleyball, soccer, and swimming that had been restricted or ordered to remain closed will begin. Schools in Region 6 and 8, which is us here in the EUP, have been able to play volleyball, soccer, and swim because those regions have had fewer restrictions while in Phase 5 of the reopening process. Now, Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Wednesday was talking about how the cases have gone up in those regions, including here in Chippewa County. I think our official case count is in the 60s right now. Lake State, I know, has had some issues up there with case counts, but doesn't seem to matter to the MHSAA. They are moving forward to fall football. The council authorized the start of the football season, as I mentioned, and that will begin on September 8th. Football teams must cease activity until Tuesday, September 8th. Where they will practice 2 days in helmets and shoulder pads before adding full pads on September 10th. The regular season will begin in 2 weeks on September 18th. Teams will play at least, well, I should say 6 games beginning with their originally scheduled Week 4 contest. So all Week 1, Week 2, and Week 3 football scheduled contests will not happen. Week 4 will be where the teams will start. We'll get to that in a moment. All football teams in 11-player and 8-player football will qualify for the playoffs during this fall's shortened season. So everybody's going to be in the playoff. It's going to be a longer playoff season, but a shorter regular season. Then each team will advance through their usual postseason progression with 8-player finals scheduled for the weekend of November 27th and 28th, and 11-player finals scheduled for the weekend of December 4th and 5th. So they're moving those back a week. And it doesn't appear that the Upper Dome for 11-player football and Ford Field for 8-player football will be the venues for those championships. Still a lot to figure out as far as that's concerned. Mark Yule, executive director of the MHSAA, who has recently pushed for this reopening, really putting the pressure on the governor. And the governor did, concede this point, because her own Health and Human Services Department in the state of Michigan has some health concerns about these high-contact sports. But the governor, she kind of washed those worries aside, at least, according to her actions. Yule says that they are thankful for the opportunity for kids to get back on the field in all fall sports. And we appreciate Governor Whitmer providing that opportunity with her newest executive order. We share the governor's priorities of putting health and safety first, and the COVID-19 guidance and protocols designed by the MHSAA at her request have led to the safe starts in all sports across the state. So what is that going to look like as far as football? Well, you heard it. It looks like many schools, and they are giving the schools the option to participate or not participate. I would assume, seeing the current climate in this area, that our schools will be full speed ahead with football and all the sports. I would be shocked if any school sits out, as you know, the pandemic that is going on, and forecasts just came coming out this morning talking about how we could see over 400,000 deaths in this country by January. Well, that doesn't seem to concern a lot of people around here, and so I would be shocked if football, if one of the schools saying, you know what, we're going to sit it out. Now, that could change once schools are open. Schools open on Tuesday. We have seen what happens with colleges. Lake State has 5 that they've reported officially. Northern Michigan's in the 30s. I know Grand Valley is in the 100s. Central's in the 100s. Many schools are having issues with COVID-19 and positive cases. And so we're going to see if that's going to affect the high schools and the MHSAA and football season. I certainly hope that schools, when they do have positive tests and students that are around other students, and it will happen, I guarantee you, it will happen. And when you mesh that into flu season, potentially it could be very, very bad. Now, again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm being too cautious. I hope I'm being too pessimistic. But I'm also being realistic, because this COVID-19 has not gone away. And with the weather changing and more people grouping together in schools and on football fields, dances, who knows what else, it could be very, very interesting and scary. But let's look at, again, the football season. As I mentioned, September 8th, the restart of practice. September 10th will be practice with full pads. And then September 18th is when the games begin, starting with week 4. Some conferences may need to adjust their schedules if schools opt out of the fall season. But again, I just don't see that happening up here at all. Playoffs will begin October 30th. Every team will automatically qualify. And again, the state finals locations to be determined. They could be going to smaller venues as far as cheerleaders and bands. Looks like those in Phase 4 would be allowed to have cheerleaders at games, but not bands. And we're in Stage 5 here in the EUP. They are allowed at games. Maximum number of people allowed will be 500 outdoors, if you can believe that. So hopefully everybody's wearing masks and doing the right thing. I would be surprised if that happens, because we have not seen that happen much around here, and why the cases have not gone down in the EUP and Sault Ste. Marie in specifically. So we're going to have football back on our airwaves, including hopefully our show, The Game. We're in talks right now to return to the radio a week after Labor Day on September 14th. Dave Watson will have the first game for Sioux High. They will be at Traverse City Central. How's that to start the season? On September 19th at 1 o'clock. That game should be heard on our sister station, 1230 WSOO. Suhai will also have three home games of their five games. Home against Gladstone, October 2nd. Home against Benzie Central, October 9th. At Kingsley, October 16th. And their regular season finale will be home to Sheboygan on October 23rd. St. Ignace, they'll be at home against Harbor Springs to open up their season on September 18th. And in eight-player football, Rudyard, the Bulldogs will be at home, taking on Munising on September 18th. You also have Pickford, the defending state champion in eight-player football. They will be at home to Superior Central to start the season. Cedarville will be at Engadine, the only EUP matchup in week one. Brimley will be at home to Rapid River on Saturday, September 19th. As I mentioned, Engadine home to Cedarville on Friday the 18th. And Newberry, I have them at Cedarville on the 18th. I think that's a misprint. We'll have to look that one up. But the regular season should be starting on September 18th. And we will keep our fingers crossed for high school football. I certainly want high school football. I'm just a little pessimistic on the COVID-19 and how football plays into that. Well, we do have some high school volleyball results from the past little bit. Last Thursday, we mentioned Suhai was at Marquette. We didn't get any scores in as of Monday. Well, it was a good matchup, but Marquette would prevail in five sets, winning the last set by a 15-10 count. Jordan Haller led the Blue Devils in both kills and digs. She had 14 kills and 13 digs, while Avery Benoit had 7 kills, 12 digs, and 4 aces. And Taylor Pratt dealt out a team-best 14 assists. Suhai's next action will be on September 10th, when they will travel to St. Ignace. Pickford, they opened their volleyball season last Friday at Bel Air. They had some close matches, but they went 0-2. Charlevoix outlasted Pickford 3-2, winning the fifth set 15-13. In that one, Lizzie Story, she had 11 kills, 21 assists, 14 digs, and 6 aces for the Panthers. Anna Van Clericum, she had 9 kills, 6 digs, and 1 ace for the Panthers. And then Belair would also knock off Pickford, this one in 4 sets, 3-1. Story, she had 19 assists, 10 digs, and 7 kills. Pickford is scheduled to be at Pelston this upcoming Tuesday night. Rudyard, they started their season rather 2-0 in high school volleyball, winning a pair of season opening matches last Thursday at Indian River. The Bulldogs defeated Engadine in straight sets, as well as Inland Lake in 3 sets. Brooklyn Besteman, she led the Bulldogs in kills. She had 17, while Tristan Smith added 10 kills. Chelsea Molina dished out 51 assists in the 2 matches. And Rudyard, they're scheduled to be at Marquette next Thursday. Suhai Soccer was in action last Tuesday night, and they would fall to Gaylord by the score of 8-0. And we did get some word from Sioux Ontario. It's funny, we get the information from Michigan saying everything's open, and while Canada, they're shutting down everything, including the World Junior A Challenge, which was scheduled for December in Cornwall, Ontario. That one is canceled due to COVID-19. So where do we sit as far as the teams that we follow here in the Algoma region in the Eastern Upper Peninsula? Well, you got your high school sports all updated. High school football will begin in 2 weeks' time. High school volleyball, high school boys soccer, and swimming going on right now. Cross country also starting, I believe, next week for the area cross country team. So we'll be covering all those sports on the game. Winter high school sports, unknown at this point, although everybody will be watching how football goes. If football goes well, and there's not a lot of spread of the virus, then I would expect that hockey, basketball, and all the winter sports should be okay. But again, football is going to be the test case, as is having students go back to school. Hence why I took the online option. I'm not quite willing to have my kids be the test case. And in all honesty, I'm not very comfortable with how many people around here are treating this pandemic in their judgment. It's not as much the schools, it's more the other parents and people that think this is a joke, a hoax, whatever. It's not. It's here. It's real. And it's going to be here for a while. College athletics. Well, the GLIAC has postponed their fall season until January. So it doesn't appear at this point that any Laker athletics that participate in GLIAC play will be having any competition at least until January. That includes volleyball. That includes cross-country, track and field, women's tennis. Those teams were practicing, but they're not participating in any competition. Not quite sure if Laker basketball in the winter. They're kind of under the same umbrella as the GLIAC, so we probably won't hear much there. Laker hockey, don't know. WCHA has said literally nothing as far as when the season might start. We're getting kind of close to it. We're about a month or so away from the season starting, so we should have more idea as far as Laker hockey, the WCHA, and college hockey in general, what's happening there. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what to make out of that because we haven't heard anything. Sioux Eagles, NOJHL season looks unlikely at this point. NOJHL will not begin their season until at least mid-October, and it very well could just include the Canadian teams due to the border restriction. Sioux Eagles are currently looking at other options as far as teams to play here in the United States, so stay tuned on that. We hope to get more information from the NOJHL or the Sioux Eagles in upcoming episodes. Sioux Greyhounds, this is the time of year normally that they pick their team and get ready for the exhibition season. OHL will not start until at least December. And again, with the OHL, you got border issues with three of the American teams. And so we're not going to see any Greyhounds hockey at least until December. Also have the Sioux Indians. Now, it looks like we are going to see some games from them. They had their training camp last weekend, and I believe they're having a showcase tournament next weekend. So we're starting to see some teams. We're not quite sure about others, but we will keep everyone posted here on the game for further developments. So that's going to do it for this abbreviated Labor Day weekend edition of the game. Please, everyone, continue to be safe and listen to the health regulations and advice. Please wear a mask when you're indoors. Please wear a mask when you're around other people. And if you can, stay home. Don't crowd large areas. We have to get through this pandemic. The numbers don't look good as far as where things might be heading in the fall. So we all need to do our part, especially with schools opening back up and people congregating more inside with the colder weather. And now we have sporting events. Please, everyone, wear a mask. Wash your hands. If you're sick, stay home. If you feel like you have symptoms, get tested. Don't take this like it's a joke. It's not. It's real. I mean, everyone wants to get back to normal. Everyone wants things the way they were. And certainly we need to do our part together to make that happen. For everyone, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday, September 14th for our next edition of The Game, brought to you by ESPN 1400, powered by the Game Entertainment and Media, and currently heard at thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Have a great day, everyone.
You can follow The Game Sports Show on Facebook and Instagram at The Game Sports Show.
Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the Health and Safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Hi, this is Joe Bowen, and you're listening to The Game Sports Show from Sault Ste. Marie.
Thanks for listening to The Game here on ESPN 1400, WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader. Check us out next Monday at 6 for the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. You can hear the podcast of the show and other broadcasts at thegamesportsshow.com.